Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, where we're spilling the tea on self-love, empowerment, and all things fabulous for our fabulous ladies out there. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some glitter on your self-care journey. So whether you're a boss bitch, a go-getter, a mom who's killing it, or just a girl who's vibing with life, this podcast is your weekly dose of empowerment served with a side of sass and a sprinkle of sparkle. Ladies, we're not just about self-care. We're about self-elevation, always reminding you that it's okay to be extra, and it's what makes you uniquely you. So grab your favorite drink, kick back, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Tune in every week for a dose of fabulousness, because guess what, lovely? You're worth it. And this is Neo Self-Care, where being yourself is the ultimate act of self-love. Stay fabulous, stay fierce, and always remember to love yourself, because you, my love, are absolutely fabulous. Now let's dive into today's episode. What's up, you guys, and welcome to another episode of Neo Self-Care. I am your host, Vashti Maya, and I am so thankful and grateful for your presence here today. So as you know, we've been talking about kind of different ways to reinvent yourself, especially going into this new year in 2024. Still can't believe it's 2024, basically, but yeah, I feel like it's going to be a good year. I feel like it's going to be a great year. But, you know, seeing that that has been the topic for December, we're going to keep it going, keep it flowing. And I actually want to bring it more towards, like, choosing peace, right? And, but, I mean, that can go so many different ways. But I mean, like, choosing peace as far as, like, forgiving people, you know, and really moving on, letting certain things go, things like that. That's something that kind of just popped up into my mind, and I was like, that's a great topic. Let's touch on it. Let's talk about it. Sometimes people don't like to talk about it. They feel how they feel about it, and that's it. And I get it. Everyone's different, you know. I have my own opinions. I don't think that what I say is facts. I don't think what anyone else says is facts. Everyone has their own opinions, and it can be factual to them. So with that being said, that's what I want to get into today, you guys. So yeah, let's get started. I want to say, number one, I apologize in advance because I have my heater on, so you guys will probably hear it running. I'm not sure, but you'll probably hear it turn on and off. So I just want to apologize in advance if you're picking up on that sound and if it gets a little annoying, okay? So yeah, 2024. You know, the year of the new me's new years and all the things like that, right? Getting into the new year, I feel like that in order to fully have a restart, in order to fully feel refreshed, you have to walk inside of the new year completely different. Completely different already. Not that you are, you know, waking up on January 1st and now you're becoming a different person. But no, I feel like that you gotta like walk into it, because you're gonna walk into it the same person that you're gonna end the year as. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Or maybe it only makes sense to me. I have a tendency to do that. But yeah, no, I feel like that it's important for you to you know, walk through it new. So you should really work on evaluating yourself, looking at yourself, and just being like, you know, what am I still holding on to that I need to release? What have I been holding on to in 2023 that I can lay down, that I can put to rest, that I can put to sleep? What is it, right? And really, like, kind of take that, in a sense, it is accountability, especially if it's you who has done something that you have not, like, fixed over with somebody. But I feel like it's just about peace. If you really want to be different, if you really want to be committed to, you know, the blessings that you affirm for yourself, the happiness you affirm for yourself, the joy, the peace, the connections that you affirm for yourself, if you truly want that, I do feel it's important for you to stop and let go of anything that's hindering you, anything that's holding you back. Because sometimes we go inside of life, and you guys know I always talk about myself, because like I'm not gonna give you advice or tips and say you should do this. I'm gonna share like what I have done, share my mistakes, so someone else doesn't have to go through it. But you know, there are times that we still hold on to people. We still hold on to, you know, maybe an ex that we never truly had closure from, and there's just a little bit of that still in our hearts, still in our minds, and we may not, you know, always be thinking about it, but we're still holding on to the pain. We're still holding on to how this person treated us, what this person said, like how I felt when they were saying it. We hold on to all these impressions. Some of us hold on to the fact that we were bullied when we were younger, which was like 15 years ago or 20 years ago or 7 years ago, or even if it's still now. You hold on to those impressions. You hold on to the feeling it came with. You hold on to everything about it. And it weighs you down. It weighs you down. It weighs you down because energy is everything, right? Energy flows where attention goes. And if you have those, I mean, we talked about the subconscious thoughts and everything like that. But if you have those, you know, residing within you, there's no way that you can, you know, truly move forward and move on. Now, I know speaking about forgiveness, that's a big thing. A lot of people don't like to talk about forgiveness. A lot of people don't like to apologize. A lot of people don't like to accept the apology. And everybody's different. People are people, and people are going to always be different. But I feel that you get to a certain point in your life where all you want is peace. Now, don't confuse peace to people-pleasing and not having boundaries, because keeping in peace is really just releasing, you know, like releasing the extra energies that no longer serve you. Forgiving the person who broke your heart, forgiving the person who, you know, was disrespectful, that was dishonest and not loyal. Like, you know, like really let that go. Let go of the fact that maybe your child's father, your child's mother, they're not doing certain things, haven't been doing anything, and it's been going on for years, and you still have some pain about it that you're just trying to, you know, work through. Whatever it is, like, let it go. Really ask yourself, like, a lot, like, give yourself the chance to really ask yourself, like, what am I still holding on to that doesn't serve me and that will allow me to live better or be better in the next year? And like, look at that. Like, just look at it, because I definitely know for a fact that there is so much healing in forgiving. There's so much healing in releasing. So much pressure and stress that you've had on you will literally just be removed. And I know, because it's happened to me before. Like, there are certain people, certain memories that I thought I forgave. I thought I forgave that person. And I didn't, you know? And it wasn't until, like, I was like, I don't want no more of these, like, soul contracts or whatever. I want to live out my purpose that I have for these people in the past and vice versa. I don't want it anymore. Like, I want to cut all ties. You know what I mean? And It was just different. I was very intentional about really needing to forgive them, really needing to choose me in a sense, right? Because, I mean, let's be real. It doesn't feel good to hold on when you're upset that someone did something to you, or you're upset that, you know, something happened the way you didn't want it to. You can feel it on you. It's just like you're wearing it. You can feel it on you. But when you take the time to really just detach from that and separate from that, that's the peace. And that's the peace that I'm trying to go for. No, that's the peace I am going to have in 2024. And just let things go. Because I do feel like right now I'm at this point where I have let a lot of things go. Sometimes I used to joke and be like, maybe too many things go. But I mean, I think that's what ultimately, like, makes us who we are, right? Humans. Able to control our minds. We could control our minds, but that's a hell of a task. But able to do, like, so many incredible things. Anything we put our mind to, right? So why not see how far you can go the next year and expand without holding on to things that hurt you? Just letting it go. And a lot of people say that all the time. They'll be like, yeah, I'm not even right, but I let it go. But then you find yourself still talking about it. then you find yourself still attracting those type of people or situations, or that same energy, because you have never truly released and let things go the way that you need to. So all I'm saying is that let your promise be for the new year that you're going to let go of things that don't serve you anymore. You're going to let go of things that you need to forgive. You're going to let go and cut off anything that is not going to bring you value, that's not going to bring you life, that's not going to bring you joy and happiness or substance in some type of way. We're not bringing it in 2024. We're not. We're going to cut everything off. We're going to forgive. We're going to make a complete change, because change is when things start to form. Change is when things start to form. So if you're at this period where you're waiting for things to happen, you're wanting the next year to not be like this year, okay, if you did the same exact thing that you did this year, what do you think you're going to receive next year? I mean, we talked about it before, right? I know we had a podcast on this before, like, change. Make a promise to yourself that you're going to rebuild the trust within yourself. We kind of talked about that a little bit at the ending of the last episode with self-trust, right? And you guys know, if you're in a relationship with somebody and this person does not respect you, this person, you know, like, talks about you, you don't feel comfortable with them, they have showed you plenty of times how unloyal they are, how are you going to feel? You're not going to want to do anything with this person. You're not going to trust them with anything. Rather, it's a lover, a friend, family member. The trust is not going to be there. You're not going to believe the words that they say. Now, take that and apply it to yourself. How many times have you told yourself, I'm going to start working out tomorrow. I'm going to start eating healthy tomorrow. I'm going to start working on this project tomorrow. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start doing this. And then you look at yourself now and you haven't even, you're not where you want it to be. You're not quite doing what you thought you were going to do. And then now you're stuck not trusting yourself. There's no trust there. It's just like if somebody else said it. It's a whole bunch of words with no actions falling behind it. So going into the next year, you want to rebuild that connection. You want to repave those roads, fill those potholes, like really take care of your road, because the trust that you have with yourself, the trust that you have with yourself, it's what's going to be the difference between you living a, you know, mediocre type life and a life that you desire. Because when you are in alignment, you know, people say, oh, alignment is the only assignment. And I'm like, do you really know what that means? Because, like, when you are in full alignment and the trust between mind and body and soul is formed, you're going to be unstoppable. Because you're going to say something and your manifestation is going to be strong, because now your body trusts what you're saying. Oh, yeah, the consistency was real. So now she's asking for this. She's stating that we are this. That is what we are. And it's pushing the manifestation closer to you. I kind of went off on a tangent there, but still, like, anyways, my bad. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you got to build that self-trust within yourself. You have to know that you got your back. A lot of people can't really say that about themselves. You can't say that you have your own back, because you fail to be consistent and your follow-through game is weak. And you need to build that back up within yourself slowly but surely. If it's not okay for other people to lie to you, it should never be okay for you to lie to yourself. That's really how I feel about that. I kind of want to say it again. I was like, I kind of like that. Like, but it's true, though, when you think about it. It's 100% true. You say all the time, oh, I don't like people lying to me. I can't stand liars. Meanwhile, you over here doing it the whole time. Like, I'm just saying. So I feel that you have to, I'm moving around so much over here, you guys, I'm sorry. I just feel like that you have to get to this point where either stop saying things to yourself, stop telling yourself what you're going to do, or start being more about action. Notice the say, proceed to do the action. Or you can just be quiet, because, like, I don't think that you, I'm just saying, like, if you can't stay consistent, don't tell yourself that you're going to do something. Just don't say it. Don't say it. But the minute you commit, the minute that you commit to yourself, the minute that you commit to what it is that you're doing, the minute that you say, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. This is what I'm doing now. The minute that you do that is when consistency needs to flow. Not a second more. That is the moment that consistency needs to flow. I don't know. I always feel like I get on here and I start yelling at you guys. I feel so bad. I'm so sorry. No, but seriously, it's important. It's important. It's important for you to do everything opposite of what you've been doing. If you're not where it is that you want to be. Now, if you're chill, you're just like, yo, this year was amazing. This year was fantastic. I need more of these. Then you keep doing whatever it was you was doing to make this year so great. Because obviously it's working. It's working for you. It's working for you. But if you know that you are not, like, things are just not what you would like, things are just not where they should be, then you got to start looking at yourself and say, what do I need to do different? And sometimes maybe it's not a physical thing. Sometimes it may be an emotional thing. Like, you are needing to let go of these people that you've been holding on to. You are needing to release these people who have showed you how they feel and where they put you in their life, but yet you're still trying to make them a priority in yours. You have to really look at everything in your life and figure out, is the emotional pain from my boyfriend or girlfriend X many years ago still portraying or still carrying a burden, having me carry a burden on it? And if so, forgive it. See, it all, like, ties in together. It all comes back together. But, like, you gotta be different. You gotta be different. You gotta go into things differently in order to have something different. And I feel that we can all do it. Each and every last one of you who are on here, you are capable of it. And I feel like that most of the time when you're here, it's because you're meant to hear something. Don't let the message just, you know, come and plant deep inside your subconscious and you never water it and never, you know, like, nurture it. It's like, you already know how it feels. You already know how it feels to be where you're already at, do what you already do. You know how it feels, you know, to be where you are right now. You know how it feels because you're here, you've been here, you know it. And I just don't understand why you just won't be all riskful and, I don't know if that's a word, but risky, and just, you know, like, go for something different. Go for something different, flow towards something different. You got to be different. Life is about constant change. You cannot remain the same. You have to prepare for the winter. You have to prepare for the fall. You have to prepare for the spring. You have to prepare for summer. That requires change. And so it doesn't matter if, you know, your friends from elementary, your friends from high school haven't changed. It doesn't matter if your siblings haven't changed, if your parents haven't changed. It doesn't matter if your friends, cousins, nephews, doesn't matter, anybody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they've changed or not. That does not stunt your growth. You got to cut things off that are no longer serving. You have to stop making excuses. Don't make excuses for people, for things, for your environment. Don't make excuses. Because you're not a child. You don't have someone that's telling you, you need to be here. You don't have an enforcer. You are the enforcer of your life. And what are you enforcing yourself right now? You're enforcing yourself to be the same, mediocre, settling, unsatisfied, unfulfilled. That is what you are doing, because you are the enforcer of your life. Now, obviously, there's the rules of the land, you know, laws of the land. Obviously, that makes sense. anything else is determined upon you. Carrying the same pain for years and years and years is on you. Not wanting to forgive, not wanting to heal, not wanting to do that, that is all on you. And everything that you are pulling from that, everything that you're gaining from that is on you because you are the enforcer. You don't have to hold on to things that hurt you. You don't ever have to hold on to anything that hurts you. You can acknowledge, you can feel it, and you're like, damn, that hurt. Cry about it, feel it, and let it go. Let it go, because holding on to it, letting it stay right there in the center of your chest with you, they ain't doing nothing. That's not doing anything but reminding you of the constant pain. You gotta release. You gotta let it go. You gotta let flow. And I feel like that next year is the perfect time to do this. December 31st. We're about to get into the solstice, December 21st. So maybe that's when you need to start healing. Maybe that's why I said it. But December 31st, you need to be in this whole new energy. You need to be in this new energy. And while you're in this new energy, then you need to know, this is the energy I am walking into 2024 with, and I'm not letting it go. This is my energy all year long, 365 days. For the next 365 days, this is my energy. Because then, when you're on that energy, you can decide next year on New Year's Eve, did we like this energy or do we need to take it up a notch? You know what I mean? But you can literally have a fair chance to look at your life and say, okay, yeah, I did everything I was supposed to do. I did everything the way I said I was going to do it. And I can see how at the end of the year, my life has changed a bit. But now I want even more. Or you will be like, okay, maybe it wouldn't work out that well, but I can see how I was inconsistent. You get to fix it. But the moral of the story is, you gotta be willing to change. You cannot stay the same anymore. It just doesn't work for you. It's not giving anymore. You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go, because then you guys already know. It's like you get rid of the old things, you clean up some things around you, and then what? You welcome in the new, because now there's space for it. But you're carrying so much stress and anger and sadness and turmoil that you have no room for all the beautiful things that you deserve. And some of you are not even, you know, looking to talk to a therapist or looking to talk to a social worker or looking to talk to a counselor or looking to talk to a life coach. You're just dealing with it the way that you know how, and you don't know how because it's so much. So you have to get to this point to where you let it go. You don't bring that with you anymore, because you don't have to. Because once you get to the point that you know deep down inside, I don't have to bring this with me. I don't have to bring this with me anymore. The moment that you know that, the moment that you feel that, the moment that it's just like, yes, 100%, I don't have to bring this with me. I can get what I need to get from there, and I can release it and let it flow. The moment that you get there is the moment that you are free. You're free. But, oh, this person said this about me, and I'm so angry. I don't want to talk to them because blah, 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 blah. Oh, I'm not going to do this because I was grown up in an environment where things were just trash and shitty. And so, no, I deserve to be this way. And it's like, please, just chill. Chill with all that. Let me tell you, I did not have the perfect life growing up at all. I have had so many different types of abuse happen to me. Like, and I probably think, I feel like, now think about it, I probably had like every single abuse in the book, for real, that has happened to me. And I am not allowing that to be an excuse for me anymore. I'm not allowing that to be an excuse for why I can't be great. I'm not allowing that to be an excuse for why I cannot have certain things in my life. I am not allowing that to be an excuse for me settling with the type of partners that I choose to settle with. I'm not letting that be an excuse for anything. And you don't need to let your life story and what has happened to you be an excuse for anything. It does not have the privilege to be there. It does not have the privilege to come in and fuck up your life. It does not have that privilege. You have to remember that you are the one in control. You have to remember that you get to say, no, I'm not dealing with this right now. I'm going to let this go. I'm not going to deal with this ever because this is the last time I'm addressing this. This is the last time I'm going to let it affect me. And I'm moving on. You have to get to that point, because if you don't, you stay repeating a cycle that goes around and around and around and around over and over and over again. And who are you really helping? No one. Who are you really hurting? Yourself, because you are delaying your time to grow. You are delaying the growth process. So you have to release things. You can't hoard onto emotion. You can't hoard all the anger. You can't hoard the pain. You gotta let it go. And if you can't find a way to do that yourself, then you need to reach out to some mental health professionals to help you. Because these things are very much real. They require you to do very much work. But if you are not in the mental capacity or headspace because of lack of knowledge or anything else to do so, then you need to consult with the right people. Because it's not fair to you to continue living a life like that. It's not fair to you to let your challenges champion over you right now. It doesn't even make sense. So let this be the last days. Let this be the last year that you ever find yourself questioning your worth or, you know, wondering if this is the right decision. No, you're about to be completely different. You're not questioning your worth because we're letting go of anything that ever made us feel like we needed to question our worth. We're letting that go. We're releasing that. So now our worth is fine. Our worth is fine. I'm not questioning if I deserve this because I know that being the person that I am and the person that I am amplifying myself to be in 2024, I know that I am deserving of all things that I wish to acquire. I know that I deserve it. Because if I didn't, I would have never asked for it. So I know I can. I know I can have this. I know this belongs to me. I know that I can reach this level. I know it because that's who I am. That's who I embody. And that's what you have to feed yourself. I let go of all things that no longer serve me. I cut all ties to those things that no longer are giving me life, but taking mine. Release. Cut all cords. Let go of things that don't feel good to you. In your mind, in your body, in your soul, it's just about releasing, 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 cutting things off, forgiving and healing, forgiving yourself too. Because sometimes the biggest shame is in ourselves and we're like, how did we go through that? How did that just happen to us? You know what I mean? And you're just like, I cannot believe I let myself do this. And it's like, you gotta look. I know I ain't the only one to have moments like that. I'm just like, Lashti. Why do we just let this happen? You know what I mean? It's human. And so, yeah, you know, but you got to like forgive yourself. And you got to be now. You see, don't worry about the future. Don't worry about the past. You're here now. So be it now. Embody it now. You embody it always. Be that person now. Who are you hurting to forgive? Who are you hurting? Forgiving doesn't mean that you're taking somebody back inside of your life. Forgiving just means that you are allowing yourself to no longer hold on to the hurt, to the pain, to the energy. You're blessing it and sending it on your way. So, I'm just saying, you guys, I hope you don't think I yelled at you today. And we don't yell at you guys. No, but like, seriously, you got to really just get to the point where you ask yourself that, you know, that's what's really important. That's what's important here. That's what's really going to bring in the change that's lasting, because you can change one way, but if it doesn't last, then what's the point? What's the point? It doesn't even matter. it was just here for theatrics. We saved the theatrics, you know? But you wanna go differently. You wanna be different. You wanna grow. That's what you want. You don't want to stay the same. You don't want to be where you are now next year. You want to see how your life has progressed. You want to see how your life has been successful, how happy it's been. You want to assess the two, and then you want to do more of that. So all I'm saying, you guys, is like, it really is better for yourself to let go of things than to hold on to it. It really is. It really is. It really is. And I just want you to like try it. I just want you to try it. Try it for yourself. Because it's freeing. It's freeing when you don't hold on to anything anymore. And it's different than saying, oh yeah, well, I don't give a fuck anyway. It's totally different. It's a different thing because you truly don't. And it's freeing. You know? It kind of goes like with the term like, or to like remember. Something that could help you to remember would be, you know, like, don't take anything personally, because everybody's going through their own thing at their own time during each encounter. And you just never know. So don't take things personally. So someone says something to you that made you, you know, pissed you off. Let it go. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? You'll never see this person again. What's the big deal? And if you do have to see this person again, you get to choose. Do they control you that much to where you're losing your shit? Or do you have more control over your emotions that you're okay? You can handle it. So these are the things that you gotta like ask yourself now. You gotta ask yourself now, because later on you can't guarantee that you're gonna be here. You can't like be here as far as like in this mindset, you know? So I feel like that you have to you just gotta get to the state where you're ready to move forward, you're ready to progress, you're ready to do things differently. And the new year is always great because people are naturally on that type of high anyway, where they're like, hey, new year, yes, let's do things different. But it's just not stressed how important it is to start in December. Especially if you have like 21 days or so before the new year to start. But yeah, that's what's important, you guys. That's what we're talking about. That's what we talked about today. So I hope that helps somebody. I say a lot. I hope that helps somebody. I know that like I said earlier with me recording, I am in a new room right now. So I can tell that there's like feedback, like echoes off the wall. It sounds more open than where I normally record. So please just bear with me at this episode for that. Next week would be a little different again. But yeah, so I hope that you really took the time to really consider this, to really take the time and like you are choosing to take the time out to look at your life, examine your own life, your own feelings, the things that you've talked about, things you haven't talked about, and try to find a solution to them. And I really hope that if you know that you're dealing with some things that you don't know how to process, you don't know how to deal with, I hope that you find like a therapist or a life coach or, you know, pastor, a counselor, somebody that can help you to, you know, get you to go in the right direction, to get you to heal, to get you to, you know, work with those emotional and mental things that you're having trouble with. There's nothing wrong with everyone's different. Some people can figure things out quick. Some people cannot. We're all different. And there's nothing wrong. There's no shame in it, you know, to see a therapist or anything like that. There's no shame at all. And it teaches you emotional intelligence. So please make sure that you do that. I know there's so many telehealth options. Like, I know Better Health is one of them. I've never tried them, so I can't tell you how they are. But you know that it is a virtual option for some people. So I hope that this has been beneficial to your mind. I hope this has been beneficial to your life. And most importantly, I hope that you take some things that have been shared with you today and actually utilize them into creating your perfect version. Because still, that's what we're talking about in the month of December. Your perfect version. Who you are. Reinventing yourself. Because we don't want to go into the next year being who we were this year. We want to be better. We want to be qualified for next year. And how do we become qualified for next year? By being better than what we are now. Making those promises to ourselves. ourselves, having the goals, having the setup, having the idea of what we want in a certain time frame, being intentional about living in 2024. We are being intentional. We're being intentional. And in order to be intentional, you have to know what it is you desire. You have to know what it is that you want. And in order for you to get to something, you have to be willing to change. And if you have been trying and it hasn't been working, you have to see what is it that you're holding on to that you need to release, because it is too much for this new life, too much for this new version of you. When you're free, when you feel free, you fly higher, you float higher. So that's it for today, you guys. Again, I hope it resonated. I appreciate you guys for showing up. I hope that you're enjoying the reinvention series. I think we have like 2 more weeks of the reinvention series before we get into January. But I'm really excited to finish these off with you guys. The next 2 is also going to be video recorded, so I'm going to have it on my YouTube. But yeah, I thank you guys so much for being here. Happy, happy holiday season, and conquer your week. Be fantastic. Like I know you are, and like you know you are. All right. Take care, y'all. Love you. Bye. And that's a wrap for today's Neo Self-Care Adventure, my fabulous friends. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of self-love, empowerment, and all-around fabulousness. Remember, you are a force to be reckoned with, and your sparkle is unmatched. Keep slaying, keep shining, and most importantly, keep being unapologetically you. If you loved what you heard today, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share the love with your fellow goddesses. Let's spread the Neo Self-Care magic far and wide. Until next time, my darlings, remember, your strength is limitless, your beauty is boundless, and your self-love journey is ever evolving. Keep blooming, keep thriving, and keep being the phenomenal soul that you are. This is Vashti Mia, your self-care confidant, signing off. Stay fabulous, stay fierce, and always keep it Neo. Catch you on the flip side, my loves.